every American should know.
If you want to hang on to your job, you'll get out there and do it.
This is America.
It's freedom.
I am a patriot.
Return us to an America that we can be proud of.
My name is America. I stand proud and free. America is my name.
Broadcasting live all across this country. This is Home Talk, right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. PPG Paints, a nationally recognized brand name trusted by painting contractors, building owners, architects, designers, and homeowners for over 100 years, proudly presents America's favorite home improvement self-help expert, the Cajun Contractor. Michael King. You're invited to call the program with any question or comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, home repair, or anything else pertaining to the home. And now, as we begin this hour of Home Talk, the man from the Bayou Land and the 2011 Talk Radio Host of the Year, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
That's right. I am the originator. Not the duplicator, please. Don't accept no substitutions. Did y'all know I was green before green was even cool? Welcome, everyone. Also want to welcome my radio and TV audience and to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. Boy, do I have a great, great show for you. We're going to be talking about blinds and draperies. And shutters. We're going to be talking about custom window solutions. That's right. So I'm telling you, if you have, if you need some shutters, maybe some your draperies need to be replaced, you want to stay tuned to this segment. My guest today is going to be Joanne Crespo. She is with a company called Gotcha Covered Window Solutions. We're going to be talking about window treatment solutions, so I sure hope you stay with us. Got a couple announcements to make that this show is carried all across the country. You can catch us on demand 24/7, 365 at HometalkUSA.com. Also, if you want to catch some of our past TV episodes, it's HometalkTV.com. And I'd like to welcome to the show, her name is Joanne Crespo. She's with a company called Gotcha Covered. And Gotcha Covered is one of the leaders in window treatment solutions. And welcome to Home Talk USA, Joanne.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
So tell me a little bit about Gotcha Covered, maybe a little bit about your history. How did you get into this crazy business of shutters and windows and blinds?
Well, I kind of took the long way here. I actually have a degree in accounting.
Wow.
And I worked in corporate America for quite a few years. I decided I wanted to own my own business, but I was a little leery about stepping out on my own. So I started looking into franchises, came across Gotcha Covered, remembered all the problems I had in putting window treatments in my own house to begin with, just because there were so many choices. And I didn't even know it at that time. So it kind of brought me to Gotcha Covered, and that's how I got here.
Well, before I found out about you guys, I mean, the only alternative I can do is, okay, get the measurements inside the jam. You take the measurements. You go to a box store. You give the measurements to the lady at the box store.
Right.
She cuts it. You have to hope that she got the measurement right.
Right.
You bring it home. And it's too short or too long.
And then you pay for it.
Houston, we have a problem. And they have a big sign.
Yep.
So I can see where there's a market. But now, what is very unique about your business? I mean, what sets Got You Covered apart from other, you know, types of window, custom window solution companies, I want to call it?
Our clients are very important to us, so we go out of our way to make sure that they are satisfied and happy with everything that they get. So you have to remember, just like that when you went to the store and got the wrong size and stuff, you actually only went for one or two products that you knew existed.
Yeah.
When we come out, we actually will sit there and talk to you and find out what your needs are, what you're trying to accomplish, what the look is you're going for. And like I said, there are so many products out there that we can help you to pick things other than just a blind or just a shutter, which are great. They are great products and they have their place, but there's so much out there that people don't know about. And so that's where we come in. And like I said, we want to make sure our clients are happy, so we go above and beyond.
Well, a little later in the show, you're going to be giving us a demonstration, and
yes,
you're going to be showing how your shutters work, how
correct,
your blinds work. You have automated shutters, you
correct,
have the roll down, you have the, you know, the one on the string, you know, the pulley,
the
I guess
pulley,
what you call it. And what I was amazed is that the selection. I mean, you brought out this fabric book that was totally, very impressive.
Right.
And obviously it all goes down to selection. It goes down to personal preference, you know.
It does, and then that's part of what we do when we come out. You know, we kind of look at our clients and see what their taste is and help them to pick what's going to work best for them. Not necessarily what's always in, I'm not going to say not in fashion, but it doesn't have to be the top trend at that
yeah,
time. Because you have to live with it. So you want something that's going to be with you and in your style, you know, as long as you're going
yeah,
to be in that home.
Well, when you talk about the window treatment solutions, you're talking about the whole component of the window.
Correct.
Let's talk about that component. The first component is the blinds itself.
Correct.
Okay? That's the first component. The second component is the shutters, if you want shutters
you
to
want
the
shutters,
window.
Right.
And obviously you have to have draperies with the window. So we're talking about a complete window system.
Correct.
Depending what you want.
Correct. And, I mean, there's some things, like a shutter is a finished look. You don't have to have a drapery with
no,
it. It's a nice, clean, finished look. But if you do have a blind or a shade and you want to soften something up in the room, then you can add the drapery. And that's where we come in also to help you to layer and find out what products go with what and, you know, pick your colors, pick the patterns.
Yeah.
Like I said, I mean, there's so much to look at. And you were talking about the different controls. I mean, child safety is a big thing right now, especially in the window treatment industry. So there are not just the standard cord that, you know, gets longer and you have to wrap it around something, but the continuous loop, cordless, motorized.
I want to mention something. A window is square. A window can be rectangular. But I noticed that you had a drapery that could actually fit that arch.
Correct.
That we didn't even have a chance to talk about that. And,
right.
But you can actually, it doesn't have to be a square window. You can custom fit.
You can.
And arches are very difficult to work with.
They're very difficult, but they're very popular right now.
Yeah,
everybody
yeah,
loves the look of that arched yeah, window when they're looking at a house until they go to cover it. But you can do woven woods. You can do shades. You can do shutters. We can do arch drapery rods. I mean, there's a lot of different things you can do in an arch. And even we even have triangle and hexagon and different shapes like that that you can do in products.
Do you only carry products for inside the home, Joanne?
No, the majority of our stuff is interior. I do not carry exterior shutters, but we do exterior drapes, exterior shades. We do a screen over a door for either a regular single door or French doors. And a new thing that we added not too long ago was a retractable patio.
That's right. And a little later in the show, you gave us an example of a little demo unit.
Correct.
That was impressive.
So, and that actually is normally motorized as well. You yep, push a button, it goes up, and you can have it come down, whether it be a screen or a vinyl or whatever, to close in your porch so you can actually have it into a porch. And then when you want to open it, you raise it, and you can go in and out as much as you want.
Do you only work in residential homes?
No, we do residential and commercial. We can do anything. I always say from anything from 1 to 1,000. That's the most we've ever done. I'm willing to do more, but we can do office buildings. We can do retail stores. I mean, we can do a lot, everything.
Custom fitting, custom installation mm-hmm, is getting very popular. People looking for that unique look.
Right.
That, basically, that look that's not copied off of anybody. And that's probably the biggest benefit that you can do is take that open space window and offer some suggestions, Mitch, you know, I guess I want to say mix and match,
right,
where maybe not two homes are alike when you finish.
No, two yeah, homes are never alike. And there's, like I said, we were talking about style. casual elegance is very big right now. So we talk about mixing and matching a woven wood with a silk drape, and you're in style.
Joanne, we have to take a short break. Stay with me right here. All right, we're talking to Joanne Crespo. She is with Got You Covered. We're talking about window treatment solutions for your home. We're talking about blinds and shutters and draperies. Don't forget, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. You can follow us on all your social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, and a keyword is always HometalkUSA.com. Well, it's always HometalkUSA. Why always we put that .com? We just get so familiar with that .com. All right, always support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers, and let's pledge to hire a vet today. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all come back now, you hear? Y'all,
catching in a bit of those Cajun girls dancing inside of home.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA and Apollo Media's Radio Talk Show Host of the Year and the most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
I'm the originator, not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitution. Only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. We're talking to Joanne Crespo. Joanne's with a company called Got You Covered Windows.
Window Fashions.
Window Fashions. Thank you for correcting me. But, you know, I get so involved in this window solutions that... It's an amazing to watch you guys work and what you do and what you can take an ordinary home of just simple decor and really when you finish with it with the blinds and the shutters and obviously the draperies make the window. And but what advice can you offer, say, those interested in, say, purchasing window treatments? Walk us through the steps and advice, maybe offer some tips on mistakes that you see. Walk us through that process.
I mean, obviously the biggest and most important thing is measuring. When you're in there measuring and making sure it fits, every window treatment you measure a little differently. So that's one big thing if you're looking at it. Picking what you want. You know, there's so many options, like I said, out there. You need to look at what it is you're trying to do. Are you trying to reduce the heat coming in? Are you trying to just to reduce the glare? Is it just for decorative reasons? You're just trying to add some color, soften the room? I mean, there's a lot of little things you have to look at because just because it looks great, is it really going to function for you? So when we're there, we're looking at the functionality of it too, not just the look of it. And the look obviously is important, and we're going to make sure you're happy with that too, but you don't want to expect something that's going to reduce your energy, you know, the heat wave coming in, and to find out that whatever you put up there really isn't doing that. Looks great, but you're still, you know, baking during the summertime here.
I want to talk about that solar.
Solar shades.
Well, solar is really exploding all over the place. You know, solar panels, solar windows, and now the solar shades. And you made a good point a little late in the show when you were talking about these solar shades. It offers some tremendous energy efficiency value, but you said, okay, I forgot when you said that, well, if you're looking for this, don't buy it.
Right.
You know? And what was that again?
Well, if you're looking for privacy, solar shades, and a lot of people will think they do give you some privacy, but you have to remember wherever the light is where you can see. So during the day, you can see out of them. It's reducing the heat and glare coming in, but you can still see out. Where at night, if your lights are on in the house and it's dark outside, technically they can see in. It may not be a 100% clear picture, but they can see in. So, and there's different levels of openness on a solar shade to block the different amounts of heat. So the more open, the more you can see out, obviously, the more somebody else can see in later.
Yeah. I wanted to mention that and kind of maybe focus on that just a little bit, because that is a feature that you might not think about. Well, you know, we're going to put in some shades, but you haven't even thought about their solar shades.
Right.
Because, again, I mentioned it on the demo area that the biggest deterioration to furniture is the ultraviolet heat rays that go through the windows.
It is.
That which destroys color.
Right.
It wood.
Wood. It'll eat away the wood, the flooring, your furniture. I mean, it's all stuff that you really – artwork, if you have a lot of artwork in the room.
Now, let's talk about the manufacturers, the product itself, because I'm just going to use what I saw with the shutter, the screen.
Uh-huh.
The quality of the material itself was, really, you could see that the detail was there.
Right.
Other than the obvious, the benefit of hiring you guys, the warranties, that's obvious. But I want to talk about the material itself. I mean,
right,
the durability of the materials, the quality of the materials.
Well, the products that we carry, I only carry quality products that I would put in my own home that I know that the companies that I'm ordering from are going to stand behind. And so I have good relationships with these vendors. I've been in business for 10 years. This is our 10-year anniversary. So I have a good relationship with my vendors. I know who's going to warranty their warranty.
Who's going to warrant their warranty? I like that. Who's going to warrant their warranty?
Exactly.
Well, the warranty is only as good as the company, as you know.
Exactly. It is. And, another thing is we like to do our own installations, because if we don't install it, we don't know it's installed correctly, then I do have to sometimes fight with some of the vendors on their warranty, because I can't say, oh, yeah, I know it was installed correctly, where if I've installed it, then I'll warranty part of it as well.
What else should we know about your business?
This is our 10-year anniversary. Everything we do is custom. We do everything. We've talked about window treatments. We actually do some accessories, too. We do bedspreads and pillows and different things like that that can coordinate with what you're doing in your home. We can help you do with the whole big picture. We can help you take a room and turn it into a home.
Well, you know what I like about it? I like that third-party intervention. Let me explain what I'm talking about. Let's picture this. Okay. I want to put up some blinds. Mm-hmm. It's just me or maybe me and my wife.
Right.
I'm going to reverse it. Me and my husband. Okay? All right? that's a two-party thing. Okay? Well, let's go get some blinds. Let's measure it. But when you have a professional like yourself, that third-party advice, sometimes you're going to point out things that I might not even realize. And one could be, okay, we measured the window.
Right.
You do the cut. But what about the components inside the window? We never think about measuring the right? I'm
inside,
just trying
you to. Don't. I mean, a lot of
there,
times
you know?
You have the alarms, especially a wireless alarm is big you have to deal with. A lot of the windows these days are very narrow. They have no depth. So if you're putting a 2.5-inch blind in there, it's going to stick out.
Yeah.
Something you may not think of until you put it in there. So that's why, there's a lot of things to look at.
We're out of time.
Oh, no.
Wow, I was having fun. I really like this because, I love doing the show. You're educating my audience and you're also educating me. Hey, give us a website. How can we learn more about Got You Covered?
Our website is gotyoucoveredofneworleans.com.
That's gotyoucoveredofneworleans.com. All right. Well, Joy and Crespo, we want to thank you for being on our show, and thank you for giving us these great tips. Got You Covered, Window Fashions. Right?
Thank you. That's it.
All right, that's Joy and Crespo. I want to thank you, but my radio audience is going to continue on the show. We're going to be we're going to be playing some interviews from this year's International Building Show in Las Vegas. I was on a field trip last week, and we're going to have some of these great interviews coming up. I am the Cajun Man. Always support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers, and let's pledge to hire a vet today. I'm the Cage Man. Y'all come back now. You hear? Yay!
Yeah.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA and Apollo Media's Radio Talk Show Host of the Year and the most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Welcome back. I want to welcome all my television viewers that's now tuning into our radio show. I want to thank Brian Mills with a company called Bond Products, talking about InstaBind, the first do-it-yourself carpet binding product. And what a great, great, great show. So welcome back. All right, so let's continue here on the Home Talk USA radio show. My guest is Chris Camperman. He is with Universal Products. Also, they manufacture a decorators, and we're going to be talking a little bit about deck rails and accessories. And Chris is on the line right now with decorators. And Chris, welcome to Home Talk USA, man.
Michael, thank you. As always, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, Chris, you did get a chance to do a television segment, a couple months ago. And matter of fact, if you go to HomeTalkTV.com, they can actually see that segment on our archive page. So you actually went through the experience, didn't you?
Yeah, I was down there. I think it was midsummer. We did a show together, Michael, and it was definitely right during the humid time down there in Louisiana.
So. Now you would have to bring that up, right? But hey, let's talk
I'm
about
that right now, though.
Let's talk about decorators. You heard me mention Universal Forest Products, which is the company itself, decorators. What is a division of Universal Products, ain't it?
Yeah, it's a brand of decking and outdoor living within the Universal Forest Products family of brands.
Now, what are some of the top trends in decking and outdoor living in 2016? I mean, we're a couple months into the year right now, and man, I can see there's some outdoor living and outdoor trending decking trends that's really starting to really surface, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you're starting to see retailers start to bring out their lawn furniture and patio stuff right now. So it's starting to get into that, get that feel of the spring and time is coming. So one of the trends that we're seeing, Michael, is just making your outdoor space fit your lifestyle. I'm hearing a new buzzword like living zone as they relate to homes. And what I've heard this really means is homeowners are just looking at the spaces they have, both inside and out. And then they're maximizing the use of that space for things like cooking, entertaining, playrooms, seating areas, meditation, relaxation, whatever it might be. I think what people are discovering is that, you know, your favorite room might actually be outside, which is pretty exciting for people who are in the outdoor living industry. So another thing that we're seeing is more emphasis on the railing. Homeowners are realizing they don't need to have a matchy deck and rail. It doesn't have to be the exact same material or same color. They can actually coordinate, contrast, or even mix things up with different materials. What I'm seeing is, you know, decking can be fairly neutral, similar like the walls of a home, and then they dress it up with that railing, similar to people using, you know, throw pillows or artwork on the wall, just to give it that nice design flair. So another thing we're seeing is safety elements, like deck gates and recessed lighting. As people are spending more time outdoors with their children and pets, it's important to keep them safe and contained. So we're seeing recessed lighting on steps. They look nice, but they add a feature that's safe, adds safety, which is even becoming a code requirement in some municipalities. So it's important to be in tune to those building codes. And another exciting thing that we're seeing, which is really at the beginning phase, and I think you saw some things at some trade shows that we were both at in January, is automation. People are starting to create some custom features like a grill that comes out of the deck, or a storage that's hidden, or an entertainment center that might be hidden while it's not in use, and they're just utilizing some of that technology out there to add that element to the deck. And for the most part, I'm seeing that on a custom standpoint, but I think you're going to see more and more of that become available through product lines.
Boy, I tell you, your industry is really evolving. When I started doing outdoor living topics, you know, kitchens and pavers and even decks, composite decking. It was just basically the decks itself, the deck structure. But now it's the railing system, the lighting system, the safety features that are so it's real because the demand is there. You know, people are not selling their homes. They're my backyard is legendary. You've been there. You've seen it. I spend my money. Everybody said, King, where are you spending your money? It's in my backyard because when you see it, I'm not going anywhere. I just want to come home at 5:30, grab me a little, glass of wine and sit in the back and enjoy my deck, enjoy my pool. I mean, enjoy,
Nothing wrong with a mini vacation in your backyard, right?
Man, I got plasma TV back there. I just sit back there and watch. it's pretty nice. I turn my fountains on and, hey, it brings my blood pressure down, But are there any new products you're introducing in 2016 that you're really excited about, though?
Yeah. The main one, and you've heard me discuss it before, is we have a brand new decking product called Decorator's Vault, which is pretty exciting. It's unlike anything out there right now. It's a technology that is super lightweight but super strong as well, so it allows us to offer the industry's best warranty on it. But I'm not going to get into all the technical side of it, Michael, but basically we've tried to break this thing with a sledgehammer and you can't. It's just manufactured in such a way that it's stronger than anything else out there. But it also has the element of being very light, which the contractors appreciate when they're installing those decks. So it also comes in two colors. We have a dusk and a mesquite, which are a brown and a gray. And what we like about this material, it is made from a different type of plastic resin. It actually creates more of a matte finish to the surface of the deck, so you don't have that sheen that sometimes the synthetic decks can have. So pretty excited about that in 2016. We also have a couple others, cable rail, which works with all of our current railing systems. It just adds a nice modern contemporary look to decks, but it can be done with a composite rail, a metal rail, or a wood rail. Then obviously you have the nice clean wire cables in between those posts, which is a nice look that a lot of people are looking for. And then I mentioned earlier deck gates. We actually are introducing a deck gate in 2016 that's black powder coated aluminum. It could be used with wood, aluminum, composite, vinyl, and it features self-closing hinges, and it's perfect for keeping kids and pets safe when you're out enjoying your outdoor space.
Now, what about now, Chris, most people aren't building decks in the winter, okay? And I want to talk about it because we're still in the winter right now, and, spring is around the corner. But it's a great time to really plan for that outdoor spring project like a deck. I mean, what are some of the key things people should really consider when planning this type of products?
Yeah, what I always tell people to start out with is just what is their intended use for that? Like yours, your deck or your outdoor space, Michael, sounds like it's mainly for relaxation. I'm sure you do a lot of entertaining out there as well. But, the people at needs to ask themselves, are you capturing a view? Are you entertaining? Are you going to be, having kids and pets outside? Those are the things you need to consider first and then start researching those products out there that meet those needs. Then there's a lot of other things you could ask yourself too, which is, are you planning on installing it yourself or are you hiring a contractor? It can be a pretty major undertaking, and I think it's just a good idea to know all the ins and outs of what it takes to put in a deck. So, and then ask yourself, are you willing to do annual maintenance on a deck or are you looking for something that can be simply cleaned periodically with soap and water? Obviously, wood has been used for years. Universal Forest Products makes a lot of treated lumber that's used in decks. We also manufacture wood alternative decks that obviously offer elements of low maintenance, which a lot of people are looking for in their decking product. And I mentioned earlier, do you have kids and pets? You need to consider, entryways, containing them, making sure they're safe while they're outside enjoying the outdoor space. And then know the building codes in your area. What height should my rail be? Do I need a secondary rail for stairs? Do I need a recessed lighting for safety? Just need to be asking those questions up front and being ready to prepare to answer those as you plan out your deck project.
Well, Chris, we got to take a short break right now. We're talking to Chris Camperman with Decorators. We're talking about deck and railing accessories right here on HometalkUSA.com. Don't forget, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. You can catch Home Talk TV. That's right, Home Talk TV. That's HometalkTV.com. You can catch some of our archives. We do have a television show that is broadcast in 83 television affiliates all across the U.S. And I think we have close to 29 episodes right now that you can catch. That's HometalkTV.com. Always support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers. And let's pledge to hire a vet today. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all come back now. You hear? Yay!
Drink a little red wine. Catch it in a bit of those Cajun girls dancing inside of home.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA and Apollo Media's Radio Talk Show Host of the Year and the most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Again, don't forget, you can follow us on all your social media circles, Facebook, Twitter, and the keyword is Home Talk USA. I do want to mention here that when we're taping our show, our television show, we do stream it live on the World Wide Web. You can go to MichaelKingTV.com, MichaelKingTV.com, and you can actually watch the stream. This is done every Tuesday at 3 o'clock Eastern Time, or Thursdays, right now, every Thursday. We're taping, and you can catch it at 3 o'clock Eastern Time. And again, it's MichaelKingTV.com. So I just want to put that programming note. We're talking to Chris Camperman. He is with a company called Decorators. We're talking a little bit about deck and railing accessories. And Chris, just for the break, though, you was talking about why, you know. Well, you know, the fact is most people just don't build decks in the winter. But to me, it's a great time to plan that spring project, and you explain some features and benefits to do so. But, you know, sometimes in that winter months, we haven't talked about the cost of labor. You know, labor in the winter drops. These guys ain't working. You could probably cut your labor costs maybe 25%. You follow me?
Michael, and also as you know, there's actually a shortage of labor, so that lead time would actually be a lot better during these months as well. They start getting pushed out quite a bit during that busy season, so that's a very good point. So if you're in a climate where you know, it's the ability to build year round is there, it's something to consider. Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, what are the main drivers consumers should consider when selecting a decking product to really use in their project, though?
Yeah, when you start getting down to the nitty-gritty, what am I going to use? The things that I recommend people look into is, first, it needs to be appearance. You need to make sure it looks good. Most composite decking products are warranted to last a very long time, so it's important to get something that works well with your home, but something that's also timeless. So, as I mentioned previously, you know, you can change up your look through your railing, you know, do some customization there through post caps, balusters, and so on. And also, you can change up your furniture and decor pretty easily, but it's not easy to tear up that deck, especially if you've invested a significant amount into it. The other thing is performance. Go with a product that has a solid warranty, solid track record of success. Do your research. There's a lot out there. And just make sure it's going to do what it says it's going to do. And then ultimately, budget. Don't always go with the best price. I tell people go with the best value. In several major studies, decks are one of the top three projects in terms of adding value to the home. So it's worth investing in something that balances the appearance and performance attributes with significant quality. So,
well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because home improvement projects, you know, that's what I based my show off of. You know, after 1,085 episodes and counting. But I want to mention that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, decks are, you know, it's it's be honest with you, it's just going to improve the quality. Not only that, possibly the value of your home.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, what about locating? How can my listeners really locate a qualified contractor, maybe to install Decorator's project products, though?
Right. We like to be a resource for that. So one thing you can do is go to decorators.com, and that's D-E-C-K-O-R-A-T-O-R-S, and that's .com, and go to the upper right corner, and there's a locate a contractor button. Simply click on it, enter your zip code, and up will pop a contractor listing. And it's important to note, though, that we do have two levels of contractors listed out there. You and I have talked about this before, Michael, but we have what we call Decorators Pros. And those are ones that we have certified. They have their license information. They have all the stuff that makes them official. But then we have another level, and that's called a Decorator Certified Pro. And what that means is they have been through our training. They have had a job inspected by a member of the Decorators team, and they are really aligned with our brand and know our product really, really well. So that, there will be a notation out there when they are Decorator Certified Pro.
Wow, that's an amazing a good benefit, especially for a contractor that, you know, y'all guys are doing your due diligence, you see, because, again, it doesn't make, you know, it doesn't matter how good your products are if the labor's not there or the quality of the craftsmanship.
Yeah, we want the entire experience to go as smoothly as possible, from going to our website to plan out your project to making that purchase at a retailer and then getting that installed. I mean, that can, as you know, a lot can go wrong throughout that whole process. And if we make that experience very smooth, it'll just add to the overall enjoyment of that deck. We don't want people out there entertaining and thinking about how much of a pain it was to go through that process to get that deck. We want them talking to their neighbors about how easy it was and how much they're enjoying that space. So,
yeah. I just want to talk just for a second. We talked about the materials. We talked about the craftsmanship. But I guess it all boils down, Chris, to features and benefits. And I just want to talk about the best benefit that if my audience is considering a Decorator product. I mean, very confusing. Can you just unconfuse it for us? I mean, you know, can you give me a little tip? You know?
Yeah. I mean, the main thing is, you know, we do have a wide selection. So I think it's just go into that process of knowing your needs, and then we try to align those products with those needs. But one of the biggest benefits you have with Decorators is we stand behind our products. We have a warranty that's product industry. We stand behind it. And the reason we offer that warranty is not because we plan on people making claims against it. It's because we have confidence.
Chris, we're out of time, my friend. Yep. I want to get your website in. How can we learn more about Decorators?
All right, decorators.com. That's D-E-C-K-O-R-T-O-R-S.com. And that's we can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Decorators.com. Repeat that. Spell it one more time.
Yep, D-E-C-K-O-R-A-T-O-R-S.com.
All right, Chris, thank you again for being our guest on Home Talk, my friend. Keep us updated, okay? All right, we're going to take a short break. Not a short break. We're gonna close out for this hour. Stay tuned for the top of the hour news. This is Home Talk USA Radio, streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. Don't forget, two websites that are so important, MichaelKingTV.com if you want to catch our live stream, and HometalkTV.com, HometalkTV.com if you want to watch our television show. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all come back now. You here? Yay! Yeah.